I'd like to call to order the March 25th meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. I'd like to call on Mr. Chris Layton, Vice Principal at Jefferson Middle School, to introduce our special guest tonight. And after he does that, I would ask you to please stand as the Wildcat Company Naval Junior ROTC Flag Corps will present our colors, and we will also have the pledge to the flag. Mr. Layton.
Thank you, Mr. Philhauer and board. This evening, we have the pleasure of Mr. Rutherford and the percussion ensemble. They're going to have a little performance for us this evening. So Mr. Rutherford's in his second year with us at Jefferson, does a phenomenal job with the band program, also works a lot extensively with the high school band program as well. So,
all right, if you would please stand as our Naval Junior ROTC Flag Corps presents our colors. From somewhere.
We're just about ready.
Okay. They're coming this way. Somebody from there goes lead the players.
Tugger, fall in.
Yeah.
Forward, march. Carry, colors. Ride, face. Present, colors.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carry, colors. Order. Colors. Right. Face. Forward. March.
And you may be seated.
So I'll have Mr. Rutherford come and kind of give you a little introduction, a little preview for what you're going to hear this evening.
So this is our eighth grade percussion ensemble. We don't really, a lot of times you don't get to see a little group like this where we pull the percussion out from behind the band where they play by themselves. This is a solo and ensemble piece, a very small piece where every single person's playing a different part. It's very important that each person is able to perform their part at the proper time. You're going to hear things bounce across the group, and you're going to hear kind of a little melodies that are played on the toms, and you're going to hear different timbres where they dampen the instrument, they don't dampen the instrument, they play loud, they play soft, they clap their hands, and then again you'll notice that it's going to move around and pop around, and you'll hear different parts. So this is our percussion ensemble piece, Follow Suit.
Thank you.
Okay, before you depart, I need you to meet Ms. Webb, standing right there at that microphone. All of you come right over there and step to the microphone. Look in this camera right up here when you step to the microphone and tell us your name and what grade you're in at Jefferson, and wave to the millions of people that are watching you on television tonight. So could you come right over here and do that? No pressure doing this. After doing what you just did, this should be easy.
My name is Grayson Strader, and I'm in eighth grade.
Very good.
My name is Zachary Snyder, and I'm also in eighth grade.
My name is Connor Thornberg, and I'm in eighth grade.
My name is Kayla Howard, and I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Becca Godfrey, and I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Thomas Naughton, and I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Jalen Sink, and I'm in eighth grade.
My name is Arlo Bishop, and I'm in eighth grade.
All right, let's give them another round of applause. And Mr. Rutherford, thank you for bringing them, and thank you what you do for educating our students in Oak Ridge. Much appreciated. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion for approval?
Move for approval.
Second. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. All those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda are special reports and presentation. Our first item will be good news, and this is just some of the good news that's taking place as we return from 2 weeks, one of intercession and one of spring break. So we're all back pumped up, ready to, could this possibly be the last grading? No, we're not in the last nine. Yes, we are. Wow, the last 9 weeks of school. Wow. Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, before we start with Jefferson, I wanted to give a special thanks to the students at Jefferson, Robertsville, and the high school that participated in the Black History Month essay writing contest. It's sponsored by the local chapter of the NAACP. So all of those essays were outstanding, and they really touch your heart when you read them. So I wanted to give a special thanks to them and appreciate their time and their inputs. They were very good. Now, leading off with Jefferson, Jefferson Middle School held its first annual STEM night on February 19th, and it was well attended with close to 900 participants. It was a great opportunity to help our students and families connect with so many sponsors, groups, and companies in our community. Next, Jefferson Middle School Interact Club placed second for Middle School Club of the Year. So very good, thank you very much.
Ms. Eagle.
Also from Jefferson, the Jefferson Chess Club qualified for state in 2019 Tennessee Chess Association Region 1 Junior High Champions. And on Friday, March 2nd, over 25 Jefferson Middle School students participated in the National History Day Regional Competition at the University of Tennessee. This is the second year in a row that Jefferson has participated in this competition, which involves hundreds of students from throughout East Tennessee. Jefferson students presented exhibits, websites, documentaries, and performances that focused on the theme Triumph and Tragedy in History. And that's good news.
Ms. McLean.
I have good news from Robertsville. Robertsville student Xavier Harper competed in the VIP Classic Gymnastics competition. The VIP Classic is one of the three big competitions for the trampoline and tumbling gymnastics world. Xavier finished first in floor exercises, fourth in trampoline, and first in synchro trampoline. Good job, Xavier.
Ms. Webb.
Also from Robertsville, congratulations to RMS student Eva Lynn Hammer for winning Best 8th Grade Work in the Dogwood Arts Festival Synergy Exhibit. She was presented the award at the opening ceremony at the Clayton Center for the Arts in Maryville on Friday, March 15th.
And again, that's some of the good things that are happening in the Oak Ridge schools. Next on our agenda is our volunteer recognition. Throughout the school year, the individual schools within our district have been asked to submit names of individuals who are volunteering at their schools. Our volunteer corps is very instrumental in helping each school do things that they might not otherwise do in many, many different capacities. This will actually be our last volunteer for this school year because at our next board meeting, we will select a volunteer of the year to represent the Oak Ridge schools at the Tennessee School Board Association East District meeting. And hopefully, that person will be selected as the East District Volunteer of the Year. And if so selected, that person would go on to compete for the State Volunteer of the Year. We have had some excellent nominees so far, and this particular nominee tonight is no different. I would ask Ms. Tara Kneiser to please come to the podium, Dr. Reniger, principal at Robertsville, to come, and Ms. Eagle, our board member, will also assist in the presentation.
Delighted to present you with this, and we are so thankful for all of the many, many, many things that you do.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a few comments. Ms. Kneiser was one of the first parents that I had the opportunity to meet in coming to Robertsville, and also that gives me the right to start off with a criticism of her, and that is that she just simply does not know how to say no when it comes to helping kids at Robertsville. Certainly, as any parent does, she wants to provide quality opportunities for her students, but really, Ms. Kneiser is a champion of all of our kids. As we've worked to transform our school culture and shape the future of Robertsville, she has been in the trenches, not only with after-school programs, but she has played a pivotal role in developing our PBIS program, our discipline plan, raising money for PTSA, making our academic celebrations possible for our kids, working on our STEM night, and honestly, just being a voice of reason and advice for our administrative team. And so we are very, very thankful. I'm so very excited that she was selected to be honored by our school board and by Oak Ridge School. She is very, very deserving. So thank you all very much, and thank you.
You're welcome.
And please join me in giving Tara a great hand for all she does for the Oak Ridge Schools. Next, under special reports and presentations, we have two salary proposals tonight. This is always a great indication that we're about to get really in the heart of budget season. So we're going to start out first with a salary proposal from the Oak Ridge Education Association.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm Peter Blair, and this is Mike Carvello, the Vice President of OREA.
Did I hit the wrong button? What happened?
There you go.
All right, we had a meeting with all of the board members of OREA, which is myself and Mike and Elaine Vaughn. She's our treasurer, Beth Green. She's a teacher at Glenwood, and she is the secretary. Michael Martin from Jefferson, he is our middle school at-large member. Jesus Gonzalez, he teaches at the high school, and he's the ethnic minority representative. And Melissa Blaylock from Woodland, she's the administrator at-large. And we met a few times together. We met with Dr. Borchers to come up with our salary and benefit proposal. First of all, we want to say thank you for four consecutive years of salary raises. We really appreciate it. And for providing the staff with tuition discount for our children. My kids go to Oak Ridge Schools because I live here, but for all the teachers that don't live here, they appreciate it. Access Oak Ridge one-to-one initiative. I teach fourth grade, and I, as a fourth grade teacher, really appreciate the computers this year, and I know our second grade teachers will appreciate it next year once they get theirs. And just supporting teachers and administrators in making decisions that are best for the students. We'd like for five things to happen this year. We'd like an increase the base salary of Oak Ridge staff by 3%. We'd like an increase all eligible personnel by one experience increment, and we'd like to add an additional longevity step at year 25. And we'd like to increase district contributions to health insurance, eye care, and dental benefits. And last but not least, we'd like to provide all staff with 3 days of bereavement leave. Now, Mike's going to tell you why we want those things.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for giving me the hard part. So, this is a very similar presentation of what we give you every year. You're very generous and supportive, and so we really don't need to ask for a lot more than what we normally do, and we really appreciate that. So, but we would like to increase our pay and base salaries. There's a lot going on that we're asking of teachers. And because this salary and benefits proposal doesn't just apply for to teachers, it applies to every staff member that we have. We're here asking for our TAs, who we're asking an awful lot of, for their pay to be increased, our custodians, who are doing an incredible job, our maintenance people as well. So as I get to go through the district and see all of the teachers and people, the TAs and our support staff, the people in this district own the learning and own the students. When they walk into the building, they become our kids, and we really take care of them, and we really work hard for them. And so but we're also being asked to do more and more and more every year and handle some things. So we would like to be rewarded a little bit more for that, please. We're asking for all of us who are eligible to be moved up a step, and currently about 60% of our teaching staff directly benefits from moving up a step every year on our salary index. And for those who have been here for quite a while, we'd also like one additional step added for year 25. That would only affect about 50 staff members for fiscal year 20. So that would help with our retirement. And as our benefits, the health insurance and dental benefits increase, we'd like you to consider giving us a little bit more help with that. So as you see, we offer 85 contributions towards individual health plans and 70% to family. We'd like to see those contributions increase to 90 and 75, with the hopes of someday reaching the 100% that other districts surrounding us, like Knox County, offer to their employees. And so this is the new thing that we're asking for this year, which is to provide all staff with 3 days of bereavement leave. This is something that some of the surrounding districts, Anderson County, Knox County, Clinton City provide. The state of Tennessee provides for their employees. Currently, as it stands, if we have to take bereavement leave, it has to come out of sick leave. And we've run into a few situations where new employees have had horrible situations happen where a family member has passed away, and they haven't had 3 days of sick leave to take. So this would at least fill in that gap that happens every now and then. Because the last thing that anybody wants to be thinking of when a close family member has died is, how am I going to continue to get to take leave on this? So that's our only new ask this year. And so again, thank you very much for everything. And the principals are going to come up, and they were supposed to stand next to me and nod through the whole thing. But yes.
Any questions from board members at this point? And I hope you understand, as we work through this budget, this board does understand that without quality teachers, retaining teachers, quality administrators, retaining those quality administrators, our school district would not be what it is today. And we will, as we try to every time, work as hard as we can to support our teaching staff and our administrators with what they deserve. Having been there, and even more so today, as you pointed out, a teacher needs to be more than just a person who is able to convey a certain curriculum to their class. They have from A to Z. And I was sitting here, and I could think of what A would represent, and that would be an advisor. But when I got down to Z, I had a hard time figuring. But I know there's something there that teachers do that does start with a Z, because everywhere in between we could find something.
Zookeeper.
Says zookeeper. So that may be pertaining.
There are certain days where I know that we feel that way, yes.
But thank you for this. And again, appreciate this board appreciates greatly what you do every day.
And again, we really appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
Next, we'll hear the principal's salary proposal.
Good evening. OREA did our homework for us. You saw a beautiful PowerPoint. We did collaborate with the leaders in OREA. As administrators, we feel that we need to be aligned with the requests and needs of our staffs. And we surveyed our principals and assistant principals, and unanimously they recommended that we fully support the OREA salary proposal. So that's a very short and sweet presentation. We appreciate the support that you provide every day, every year, with trying your best to have competitive salaries, to support staff, and to make decisions that are best for students. Martin?
I think Pete said it very well when he said that our teachers and our TAs are really the drivers of the excellence within our school system. And when we look at who is making the difference and who's in the trenches, and the level of support that they provide for us and our students, and the fact that they make us all look very good, we 100% stand behind these recommendations, and we feel like at this time we want to put those that are in the trenches and doing the hard work and the great work for Oak Ridge Schools and our students at the forefront of our salary proposal.
Questions from the board? And if you do me one favor, we know who you are, but for those people who might be watching on those millions that are watching on TV might say, well, who are those two people standing up there and why are they representing? Would y'all just identify yourself and the school you represent as well?
My name is Sherry Fairchild-Kaiser, and I'm the principal at Willowbrook Elementary here in Oak Ridge.
My name is Martin McDonald. I'm the principal of Oak Ridge High School.
Thank you both very much. Next, we move on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent or his staff to address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time?
Martin McBride, 954 West Outer Drive. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to speak to you this evening. And thank you all for your wonderful service to our community. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all our great teachers and our the wonderful school system. I rise tonight to speak to a very special anniversary that's going to happen next year. Next year will be the 65th anniversary of the very first school desegregation in the South. It was a nation-leading desegregation effort. It was a wonderful act of courage and leadership on the part of the community of Oak Ridge, and especially on the parents and students of the Scarborough community. I learned about this a couple of years ago, and I was thinking about this about a month ago when I happened to talk to an individual who was from the Washington, D.C. Fire Department. I work at the hotels a couple nights a week on the front desk and was chatting with him. He said he was in the heavy rescue section of the fire department. And we were talking African-American history, and I mentioned that Oak Ridge was the very first school system in the South to be desegregated, and he gave me a stern look and said, "How come nobody knows about this?" I had the same feeling when I found out about it. Next year, we have an opportunity to give national publicity to this. My answer to him, by the way, how come nobody knows about it, is because the Department of Energy has largely forgotten about its history. So my proposal to you, and I don't expect a response tonight, I just want to make a suggestion to you. I think it would be a wonderful act of leadership on your part if you would write the Secretary of Energy and ask him what he is planning to do next year to celebrate his anniversary of his school desegregation, because at the time in 1955, when the Oak Ridge schools were desegregated, it was a DOE run and managed community, and it was a DOE run and managed school system, and the desegregation happened because of DOE leadership. I think this will wake up DOE a little bit and to tell them how fabulous they can look if they will work with our city and work with you folks with our great Oak Ridge schools. And with that, I just want to say a special thanks to Ms. Rose Weaver over here, who's the tireless Scarborough historian who some years ago introduced me to all this. Rose, thank you very much. I will propose a draft, a letter for you to consider, and then perhaps I can come back at the next meeting and get your reaction and see what you think. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Martin, thank you, and we appreciate this. It seems like a wonderful opportunity, and we'll look forward to receiving that draft and moving expeditiously with this.
Thank you so much.
Good evening. My name is James Bouchard, 140 West Arrowwood Road. A little background about me. I am a proud alumnus of Oak Ridge High School. I'm a strong community invested individual. I've got a young family of three boys that I'm raising. I'm a business owner. And I would like to speak to you about a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I don't anticipate much comment able tonight, but I urge you to please truly listen to what I'm trying to say and take it to heart and think about it long term, because I think it's an issue us as an entire town need to focus on. I think that everybody can agree that our educators are the backbone of our educational system. I can attest to that personally because there's a lot of educators that did things beyond the classroom. Our educational system is evolving to where it's not just arithmetic and studies. It's about life values, about raising individuals to be good members of society, and teaching us how to work on a daily basis in society. Some of these relationships that I've fostered, I still carry to this day, 10 years post-graduation, that I still talk to educators on a frequent basis, visit with them very often. 4 years ago, unfortunately, and this is my personal opinion, we had a situation with an educator that, in my opinion, I know very well, that had a 30-year-plus career of a stellar track record and is a wonderful individual. And I believe wholeheartedly that the situation surrounding his abrupt and immediate termination, his quote, retirement, was handled completely inappropriate. I highly suggest that members of my school board, who I voted for, and I'm proud to have you guys sit up there, dig deeply and have a backbone to do an internal review, and please do not sweep this issue under the rug. It has carried publication recently based on a lawsuit that just was settled that has become a black eye on our community. I spoke 4 years ago about this issue. I said exactly what was gonna happen about this issue, and I don't care how you feel personally one way or the other, if you were in the right or in the wrong, I just highly urge that we do an internal review about the entire incident, and I, for one, would like to have answers based on that review, and I don't want this issue swept under the rug, because I believe it was totally mismanaged from the top down. It was put in the media, and a gentleman's reputation was horribly marred.
15 seconds.
And I would just politely request that we do an internal review about that, because I think that it should have been handled completely different. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sure you will understand, too, as the board would not comment, because litigation is still pending in that issue, and we cannot at this point in time discuss that situation. But thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Rose Weaver, and I live at 142 Hendricks Drive, but I grew up in the Scarborough community. And over the last 25-some years, I've been doing a lot of research on the community itself. The past couple of weeks, the Oak Ridge Schools Administration, Mr. Borchers and Ms. Tracy, can't say that name, have been instrumental in leading me to some research on the 40 students, I think, from Oak Ridge High School, and 45 students from Robertsville Middle School that were instrumental in integrating the Oak Ridge school system in 1956. Many of those persons are still living today. Many of them are living here in Oak Ridge. Many of them are still living in the United States. I would like to see, and I would like to work with the Oak Ridge Schools administration, school system, in doing some more detailed research and also recognizing those persons in light of significant contributions that they have made. I know Clinton's recognized as the first, but hey, we were the first, and I think that it should be documented as thus. The second opportunity, I would like to make sure that when the Oak Ridge Preschools design the internal side of the building, that the history of the Scarborough community is showcased throughout that building. I think it was served almost in dual capacity of a historical landmark, because that history will be there for our students, for the community, as well as the nation. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Ms. Weaver, you did say many important words, but one that really always stands out when someone speaks to us is that I'd like to volunteer to be part of this. So we will certainly make note of that, and I saw Dr. Borchers making some notes, so we'll move forward with that. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, we will move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to items for action. Item A is a resolution in support of the ACT suite. Board members might remember several board meetings ago when we were looking at a resolution showing our non-support for vouchers or / educational savings account. We had this resolution presented as well. The board went ahead and adopted and moved forward with sending that resolution on vouchers, ESAs, onto the appropriate individuals in our state legislature. And we kind of put this one on the back shelf. And now it's time to make a decision. And our decision tonight would be to move forward and present and support this resolution and have it move forward to the appropriate people in the legislature. To not approve it or to do nothing with it and let it lay on the table until additional time. So with that being said, board members, I'll listen for your direction and comments of what we might like to do, and the discussion is open from anyone who would like to do so. Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, personally, I think we should move forward with the recommendation by all means. I think it's the right way to go. The ACT is the standard when you start talking about college prep. So why not have the full suite so that we can take full advantage, or the students can take full advantage and stay ahead.
Ms. Eagle.
Well, as we are all aware, and probably all the millions of people watching on TV are aware, there have been significant problems with the state test for the last 4 years. This resolution simply asks that school districts be allowed to choose the ACT suite rather than whatever the state comes up with, because we already know that the ACT is reliable. We know that their suite of tests builds to the ACT. And that organization has been testing for many, 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 many years. So they've got it down pat. They figured out how to do it. I am very much in favor of this resolution.
And I would be amiss if I didn't, Dr. Beckendorf, I do thank you for your help in pulling this together. We greatly appreciate that. And I would add, we're actually in the twilight zone a little bit to know exactly where we're going in the state. I did notice that in some pre-testing with the vendor that there, because of illness and other things, there were some issues that they didn't have enough to gather a sampling, I guess, of if it was going to work. We are not out on an island by ourselves in moving, if we move forward with this, there are other school districts who have also taken this step or will be taking this step. And at least it gives our legislators something to consider, I think. So I, too, would be in support of this. Ms. McClain.
I am definitely in support of this.
I feel like I need to say that, too. I support this as well.
Okay. Then I would move forward by making a motion that the board adopt a resolution of the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education in support of administration of the ACT suite of assessments to meet TCAP and every student succeeds ACT requirements. I would need a second to that motion, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Any additional discussion? Before we vote, let me remind each board member to, before you leave, stop and sign this resolution so we can send it on. All those in favor of approving the resolution in support of the ACT suite signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next, we move into a board policy 1.803. This is on first reading, tobacco-free schools. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy. Sorry, my computer's doing something here. Board policy 1.803, tobacco-free schools.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Again, first reading, if you look at that policy, a lot of red lines there, but really the state was trying to update its policy to include vaping, so to treat that like cigarettes. And we were already doing that, but I think across the state they wanted to make this very clear for everybody. So that's what you're seeing in front of you this evening.
Comments or questions? Ms. Webb.
Does this include like school bus drivers and other people that are on school property?
Any school property, as far as I'm concerned, yeah. Okay. Mr. Lee, yep.
Ms. Eagle.
Just in the first line, may want to have one of the English teachers look over it, but it's got all uses of tobacco, comma, electronic battery-operated devices, comma. That second thing, it needs to be clarified, I think, electronic nicotine delivery devices, because battery operated devices could be laptop, cell phone, fan. It's just to clarify that what you're getting at is the nicotine delivery devices.
That's a good point, and we can get that clear.
Certainly.
By the second reading. Anyone else? So understanding that this will come back on second reading, with that information cleared, this is first reading. All those in favor of approving this policy on first reading signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item C is also a first reading, board policy 4.603, promotion and retention. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Dr. Borchers, I kind of did that backwards.
I'll just make the recommendation. Recommend approval of board policy 4.603, promotion and retention. And I'm going to turn to Dr. Beckendorf to describe some of these details in this policy.
The main change in this policy is really to give parents a first notification that a child may be retained by February 1st. That's really the main thing. Now, at this point, if there is a proposed retention, then there has to be basically a promotion plan to help the student make the progress the student needs to make in order to make it to the next grade level. But this is a TSBA recommendation. We feel pretty confident that we are meeting these expectations. We're just trying to get in line with the state recommendations at this point. One thing you will notice is that we added in there, starting in the 2019-2020 school year, schools shall identify these students by February 1st. We did that specifically because these updates happened after February 1st in 2019, so it was not possible to meet that expectation for this school year.
Comments or questions? Ms. McClain.
Several questions. Was wondering about how many kids do we retain every year? And also in the policy, it talks about if a child is retained, he will be placed in a classroom with a highly effective teacher. And I wanted to make sure that we weren't boxing ourselves into a problem. And if we have any data on students that we have retained, their success in future years.
Thank you for the questions. We do not retain very many students in Oak Ridge schools. We have a less than 1% retention rate. About 50% of our less than 1% retention rate are in kindergarten. And those would just be students who need a little extra time to get started in school. So we do monitor that, and generally the students do fine. Once they have an extra year there, then they take off and do okay. But that's probably the largest issue, is retention in kindergarten. As far as the teachers, 99.8% of Oak Ridge teachers are a level 3, 4, or 5, according to the State Department. Teacher levels of effectiveness are based upon a mix of classroom observations given by their principal or vice principal, their growth scores from the state, and their achievement scores. So we are not boxed in, I don't feel, with this policy, in that we have highly effective teachers in our school system.
Other questions? I kind of did this backwards, Sandy. I apologize for throwing you off back there. But we did have a motion. I think Ms. McClain made the motion, and I believe Ms. Eagle seconded the motion. It was just a little test for you back there. See? So we have a motion and we have a second. This is first reading. All those in favor of Board Policy 4.603, Promotion and Retention, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, item D is Oak Ridge High School Oak Log Yearbook Contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the attached contract with Ball 4 for the annual Oak Ridge Yearbook at a cost of $56,626.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo, that Ball 4 was the company that had the best price that met the bid specifications. And you can also read there that Oak Ridge High School is very happy with the service that they've been provided by that company as well.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the Oak Ridge High School Oak Log Yearbook Contract signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item E, purchase of security cameras for the district. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of security cameras from Systems Integrations in the amount of $59,731.15.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from that memo, this would be a purchase of 85 new cameras, the bulk of those coming at the elementary school, some of those at Robertsville Middle School and High School as well. But again, we're seeing great benefit for having these cameras in our building, and I think this will help us even more monitor behavior and things like that.
Questions? I just would mention, when we did our visit to Robertsville, I just happened to stop in the little office that the SRO has right there and has all of them. It's pretty impressive.
It is, yes. Yep. We think this will be a big help. Great addition.
All right. All those in favor of purchase of security cameras for the district signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item F, textbook adoption. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the textbook adoption list for the areas of social studies, world languages, and CTE starting in the 1920 school year. These selections were made by textbook committees after rigorous evaluation of resources in comparison with Tennessee state standards.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
The board has an 80-page attachment there, so I'm going to let Dr. Beckendorf kind of give you the high-level summary of this.
This year, textbook adoption went really well, so I have to say thank you to my fellow textbook coordinators, Kelly Williams for social studies, Holly Cross for college, career, and technical education, and the textbook committees who were led by teachers from across the district and also parents from across the district. They did a really fantastic job. This was a heavy lift in particular with social studies. In the 80-page backup information, you're going to see several waiver requests. The waiver requests are largely from the World Languages Department. They felt that the resources that were approved by the State Department were not the best resources out there, so they would like to request a waiver in order to get some resources that they prefer. Once the waivers are approved, we're going to have to submit that to the state for their okay, but that's what the signature is asking for there. But other than that, I think they did a really nice job with the selection, and they've done months and months of work, so great job to everybody on those committees.
Questions from the board? Ms. McClain.
So I did look over this, and there's a lot of information. And it never, it just makes me angry to see how expensive books are, and now how expensive electronic books are, because I think as a board, we thought we were going to be saving money by going to electronic textbooks, and it doesn't seem like we are. I do have a question. What is a student edition print consumable?
Which book is that for?
It's Social Studies, Tennessee Studies Weekly.
Oh, Kelly, do you want to talk about Studies Weekly? Teachers love it.
Okay, thanks.
Studies Weekly is not your traditional workbook, if that's what you're thinking about, or your traditional textbook. Studies Weekly comes, and we currently use them, and the teachers like to adopt them again for the next 6 years. They come in a newspaper format, and they are delivered weekly, and so they are a consumable. They even feel and look like a newspaper that the kids can hold and open, and then they'll have activities inside that the kids can use and related online activities that the teachers use as well. Stories and all of that's included too.
Do we run into any issues when we ask for a waiver generally?
They have never done it this way that I've known before where they can deny it. Before, when we've asked for waivers, it's been kind of an automatic process. So they have a new process in this year that they're going to review our teachers' work. Now, nobody can beat Oak Ridge School's teachers' work. So if you see an 80-page attachment here, you can believe we've got some 80-page attachments ready to go for the State Department that gives justification. So I have high hopes that we will thorough them out and that we will get those waivers approved. But they do have a new process this year, so we're crossing our fingers.
Any other questions? Thank you. Motion is to approve the textbook adoptions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item G, FY20 Head Start Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Head Start Grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens.
As the board can see, this is just a continuation of this grant. We do this every year. The amount requested is $827,137. And as it says there, this would fund for 118 3- and 4-year-old students.
Questions? Just one. I have one quick question. I know this has been answered before, but I've obviously forgotten. On this grant, if we have more that fit into the Head Start category than 118, we just put them on the waiting list? And we do have a waiting list. But the roof's kind of coming up on the building over there. You can actually tell it's a building now. That's impressive.
We're very thankful for that.
And while there, kudos to Alan back there, the football field is just coming right along very nicely as well. I hope he's shaking his head. Yes? All right.
And Mr. Thacker's ready for our work session here coming in April. We show some pictures of that build over time.
Great. So. Okay, the motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 Head Start grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item H, FY20 Preschool Training and Technical Assistance Plan. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Preschool Training and Technical Assistance Plan.
For the recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval. Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
The plan is attached, and as you can see, it's directly related back to our community assessment and self-assessment.
Questions, comments from the board? Just one comment. As I read over this, the training that the parents have to receive, as I was looking at how they were trained and what they had to do, I think we need to move this over to some of our other schools for parental training. I think it would go quite well. I mean, it's amazing what the process that they have to go through. And I think, I would hope and do believe that it does make a difference when this occurs. Motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 Preschool Training and Technical Assistance Plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item I, FY20 Preschool Selection Criteria. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Preschool Selection Criteria.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
The board has an attachment there. This selection criteria is done in conjunction with Anderson County Head Start, something we do every year. And as you just mentioned, it determines on how we select qualify students and then also prioritizes our waiting list.
Comments or questions? Motion, Mr. Stevens.
Currently, how many people do we have on the waiting list?
Lisa, do you have that number? Okay.
Okay.
As recent as the week before we went on break, we had kind of a rotation of some students right before break. We had several leave. And I want to say we had 5 students leave, and we were able to bring in 5 students beginning this week from our wait list. So our wait list has been reduced at this current time because of that, because we had students that were able to join the program. So we were thankful for our wait list in that regard. At the current time, I'd have to check on where our wait list is. I would say we have more 3-year-olds on the wait list than we do 4-year-olds. That tends to be the trend, especially at this time in the year. But we've got more 3-year-olds. To have an exact number for you, I don't have that this evening, but I'd be glad to get that for you. We've had a healthy wait list, though, this year. Upwards of 10 and 12 students, 3-year-olds, and upwards of 8 to 10 at any one time, and 4-year-olds. And that's a healthier wait list than what we've had in the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Other questions? Motion is approval of the FY20 preschool selection criteria. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item J, Jefferson Middle School 8th grade field trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Jefferson Middle School 8th grade field trip to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This topic really needs no introduction. I think the board has realized just how amazing this trip is. Steve Reddick, Scott Lynn, I think Scott's back there for any other questions, but just a wonderful trip and opportunity for our children.
Mr. Lynn, in the tradition of this board and this trip, we'll need you to come up to the microphone. And just in deference to your attendance and willing to come, we'll come up with a question or two.
Yes.
To ask you.
Well, I mean, I'm not as entertaining as Steve Reddick, so let's keep it simple here.
It will be. number of years?
1976. So who's where's our math here? 86, 96, 06, 16, 40 plus 40, 43 years. There you go.
Number of students?
Number of students, two buses. We take around 80 students. That's about half the eighth grade class goes. When the trip went during the school week, prior to the state school board moving it to a vacation time, we probably lost close to 70%. But we lost about half the students. We used to take three, sometimes four buses. So now two buses, still a good turnout. I mean, you're talking about 80, 90 13-year-olds that want to give up the first weekend of their fall break, you know, to go on a trip with some teachers and administrators. So that speaks pretty highly of the trip.
Scholarships available?
Scholarships are available. They are mainly through community and staff participation, but we're usually able to it's usually a partial scholarship, so somebody has some skin in the game, so to speak. But we usually are able to help a handful of students, four to eight students a year to go on the trip. Yes.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Ms. Eagle.
You don't need board members to help chaperone, do you?
We can always use some, as long as you can sing, right? You got to be able to sing. Mr. Lay will tell you. I mean, you got to do some singing on my bus, but if you can sing, you can come along.
Ms. McClain.
My daughter had the opportunity to go on this trip 10 years ago. She came home and said, I want to go to the University of Virginia. And she did go to the University of Virginia and graduated, and it was because of that trip.
That's neat. That's a great story. Yes. You're welcome. Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say about Mr. Reddick, since he's not here, and his chaperoning abilities?
With billions of people on TV, this is really great.
Well, this is a great trip, and it's again just demonstrates, as I was talking earlier, the things that our staff do from A to Z, and this board greatly appreciates, and I know the students do as well, you all putting this together and making this happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Very welcome. Appreciate it.
Motion is approval of the Jefferson Middle School 8th grade field trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item K, FY20 21st CCLC grant application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 21st Century CCLC grant application to fund extended school hours programs at Glenwood and Willowbrook Elementary Schools.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Again, that grant proposal is attached, and I think we all know the great work that happens through this grant at both Glenwood and Willowbrook, and I know from listening to Tracy that there's just been great collaboration this year between the schools, and feel really good about this grant application.
Questions? Hearing none, motion is to approve FY 21st CCLC grant application. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item L, purchase of data center VX rail system. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of the data center VX rail system from Advazec at a total cost of $141,374.24.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Questions or comments?
As the board recalls, we made a mid-year spend here a few months ago, and this is a part of that, and this is partial upgrade of our data center at this point.
Now, Doug, I did read this. I know you might find that hard to believe, but maybe I just looked over it, and maybe I should know this, but I'm going to ask anyway. What is the VX rail system?
Let's see if I can do it justice. We currently run a VMware environment that is in a traditional format. If that means any sense to you, I don't know if I'm saying it where you can understand it, because it's all technical stuff.
You just left me out there.
Mr. Philhour did ask.
Well. All right, so the VX Rail is a hyperconverged solution. It's made by Dell. We currently run EMC SANs with old Dell servers that perform as our VMware environment, and this will be an upgrade to that. So that is what they consider hyperconverged now, which means we can scale it through the years that we're expecting this to last, which is 8 years on our refresh for our data center. It houses about 80 servers is what it does. It'll be 4 2U servers that will house 80 virtual servers. And it represents about 35 terabytes of storage that we use for production. Everything else is moved off to the cloud where it makes sense. So we don't have to have storage for that, which is expensive. But this is the stuff we can't move, or it doesn't make sense to move to the cloud.
No, that's helpful. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Motion on the floor is approval of the purchase of the data center VX rail system. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to items for information. Financial report. Attendance report. Ms. McLean.
We now have on the attendance report the goal for each school, which is really helpful. I like having that on there. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Enrollment report.
We are still up 69 students in comparison to this time last year, and we had a discussion just recently in the office that, you know, that is equating to higher funding. So our higher enrollment is paying off in funding. So.
And on that point, at our April 10th board retreat, we're going to talk about those actual numbers and what that means to our overall budget.
Mr. Lay, you just saw say you passed out to each board member the 2019 spring intercession report. Any comments? We just got it, so we haven't looked through it, but any comments you would like to make in regard to intercession?
You know, first of all, I would just like to say thank you to our administration, our teachers out there. They just did an excellent job. I had the opportunity during fall break to visit each site, and you know, it just happens. It's just seamless. They're doing a great job. We had 645 students participated. You know, and you once again, sort of like the Williamsburg trip, this is their first week of their spring break, and a lot of our students choose to attend intercession. We offer a fair amount of basically remediation. We also have enrichment, and students just take advantage of it. You know, and I, my own grandson, he elected to go to intercession because they were building boats. Okay, they sparked his interest. Okay, and he was excited about that. But it really is. It's just neat to see what's happening. And plus, it's just a nice calm week. It's just different. It's less stress. It's half a day, and teachers and students get to work on some projects that often we just don't have time during the regular school year to do. So it really is a neat experience for all involved.
And I'm glad you said that. I just was looking at the Jefferson newsletter, and it had, I guess, what they had done for the intercession. And I'm sure this is true school-wide, is that some of the things that are offered are things that kids other than this would never be exposed to, which extends the quality of their education along the way.
Yes, in the number at Oak Ridge High School, Mr. McDonald sent us a report today. We had high numbers at the high school, which equates to a lot of grade recovery, which will make a difference in the year. So it's just a benefit all the way across the board. So,
items for discussion. I would just mention to the board, we're scheduled to have a board visit to transportation this Wednesday at 7:30. And to maintenance on the 3rd of April, I believe. So is that the same time, Alan, 7:30? Same time for maintenance. And I hope I wrote this down right. Our next board meeting is April 22nd, which is actually not the last Monday of the month. Is that correct? 22nd? That's what you have. And Ms. Webb will be hosting Focus on Education this month on the 10th of April. So you look forward to having that. All right. Hearing no other business for this evening, we stand adjourned.